From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our Gospel program. We're going to turn to Exodus, and it's the chapter 3 that we're looking at, the wonderful story of the burning bush. We're continuing, of course, our study of the pictures of Christ in the Old Testament, and we looked last Monday evening at the burning bush. We're going to return to that study this evening. Now, after I read some verses from the chapter 3 of Exodus, we're going to then hear another reading from the book The 59 Revival by Dr. Ian Paisley. We're giving away this book free to anyone who contacts us. It's a wonderful history of the great work of God some 140 years ago here in the province of Ulster. May God be pleased again to visit his people and his church. I'm offering this book free to anyone who would like to read it, and may God use it to the stirring of hearts to seek him for revival. Exodus chapter 3, then, is our reading, beginning at verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off the shoes from off thy feet, for the ground whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. So far in our reading of the history of the 59 Revival, we have heard of the prayer meeting that commenced in Connor, out of which the revival sprang. We have heard of the blessings beginning in Ballymena. Now we follow it as it moves into the neighbouring villages and towns. First of all, Collibackie, and then we read about Portlanoan. Collibackie, a small village situated 3 miles from Ballymena, also had its revival baptism. In his Memories of 59, Reverend David McMeekin, minister of Highkirk Presbyterian Church, Ballymena, writes, None who were present will ever forget a meeting held there in the interest of the children in Woods Green in that memorable year. It was customary at this period to have anniversary sermons preached to the Sabbath school children belonging to a district. This custom prevailed in Ahochle, and also in Collibackie, up to a very recent date. These services were usually held in the open air. At one of these meetings of the Collibackie Union, held in what was known as Woods Green, Collibackie, in this year, the attendance was unusually large and interesting. The late Reverend Dr. Hannah Belfast was the preacher. The field was simply crowded with children, parents, teachers, and strangers from a distance. Earnestness was pictured on every countenance. At one period in the day's proceedings, nothing could be heard but the cry of the prostrate ones bemoaning their condition. In one place were to be seen converts ministering comfort to weeping penitents, while in another quarter were heard the voices of others beseeching sinners to repent and be converted, that their sins may be blotted out. The scene was truly Pentecostal. At this period, the Reverend J. G. McVicar was the minister of the Reformed Presbyterian Church, Collibaki, and his statements from the pulpit and elsewhere began to create more than ordinary interest among not only the members of his own congregation, but amongst them also of the neighbouring churches. Such was his extreme earnestness on one Sabbath while in the pulpit, that a venerable and respected elder, Mr. Close, who was present, counselled Mr. McVicar to calmness and moderation. The truth is, Mr. McVicar had been assisting a Mr. Close at Lochmorne in dispensing the communion, and in the course of his address, Mr. Close quoted Colossians 1:19, referring specially to the fullness in Christ. It proved a word of quickening to Mr. McVicar. Mr. McVicar subsequently became a Baptist, organizing the Baptist Church in Ballymena, and later he helped to build the Gospel Hall in the town associated with the Brethren. His ministerial training helped to exalt him greatly among his brethren in all three kingdoms, until the day of his call to higher service. A great preacher, Mr. McVicar could always command an audience in the Collibaki neighbourhood. Port Glenone. R. M. Sibbett, in The Revival in Ulster, states, "The revival appeared suddenly and with great power at Port Glenone, a village 10 miles from Ballymena. Aroused from an apparently hopeless spiritual lethargy by the earnest preaching of the Reverend William Kennedy Mackay, the Presbyterian population of the town and neighbourhood could not have been better prepared for such a visitation, and, turning from their evil ways, large numbers of them became devoted servants of the Lord Jesus. According to accounts of the movement by those who attended the services then conducted in the old First Presbyterian Meeting House, on the site of which the present building stands, the congregation, at first impressed by what they had heard from Connor and Ballymena, manifested an eager spirit of expectancy. The psalms were sung with a fervour never before approached in the place. The prayers were frequently punctuated by excited appeals for mercy, and the sermons were listened to with gravest attention. All the old formalism was passed away, and a real living religion was making itself felt in every heart. It could not be otherwise, for the Holy Spirit was mightily at work overcoming the strongholds of Satan. Darkened understandings were enlightened under his gracious influence, and the steps were made visible that led from the fearful pit and the miry clay right to the solid rock of salvation, man's sure and unchanging hope in life's perilous sea." That was another reading from Dr. Ian Paisley's History of the 59 Revival. I'm offering the book free to anyone who writes to me. We're turning now to Exodus chapter 3 and to the story of the burning bush. Last week we considered the person of the Lord Jesus as symbolized by this burning bush. It consisted of two elements, the bush and the fire that surrounded it. And of course, there is in the Lord Jesus Christ two natures. He is God manifested in the flesh. The bush not only symbolizes the person of Christ, but it symbolizes the passion of the Lord Jesus. Why did the Savior take unto himself a human nature? Why did he become flesh and dwell amongst us? It was in order that he might die at the cross as the substitute of his people. And the burning bush symbolizes the Savior's sufferings at the cross. As the flame enwrapped, engulfed this bush, so the Lord Jesus at the cross was engulfed by the wrath of God. Psalm 42 and the verse 7 says, "All thy waves and thy billows have gone over me." Praise God! The full wrath of God was endured by the Saviour on the cross. Every aspect of suffering that was due to his people because of their sins, he stood in their place, and endured that suffering for them. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great Baptist preacher in the last century, often said that the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross drunk hell dry for his people. Isn't that a lovely saying? Doesn't it just sum up what it is the Lord Jesus did? He took the cup of judgment and he drained its last drop. And there's not one drop of judgment now left for those who are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. The passion of Christ is illustrated for us in the burning bush. But the bush, though engulfed by flame, was not consumed. And praise God, our Saviour wasn't consumed. He wasn't brought down to destruction under the judgment of God as he suffered for his people. But he rose again the third day. The Lord Jesus satisfied God's holy law, bore the full wrath of God, and came through triumphant. I think, too, that in the burning bush you have set before us the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ as he came amongst men. For this burning bush was a place where man met with God. We read about Moses, and here Moses symbolizes every guilty sinner. Moses was a fallen man. You remember how he acted in Egypt when he slew the Egyptian that was persecuting the Israelite, and then he had to flee because of that act. He was a sinful man. He was banished out of Egypt, and here he dwells as a condemned man in the wilderness, far away from his people. And that's a picture of the sinner. But here we read of God meeting with Moses. God meeting with Moses. And praise God, the Lord Jesus took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh in order that he might seek and save man. Christ at the cross came in order to redeem sinners. Let me read to you John 3 and 17. "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And at the burning bush, God didn't speak of judgment to Moses, but rather he revealed to Moses his plan to take his people out of Egypt and bring them to the promised land. That's the purpose of Christ. It's symbolized for us here at the burning bush. Again, we have run out of time. Join with me, please, next Monday evening as we gather around God's Word. And do remember to send for your copy of the 59 Revival. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.